Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The U.S. economy continues to experience healthy gains as we move into the second quarter of 2018. Employment and wage growth have been stronger, and in South Carolina, GDP growth is currently outpacing the national average. Yet, our next guest warns that new tariffs, a volatile stock market, a shortage of skilled workers, and the prospects of higher inflation have the potential to rock the boat. What should we expect for our state and the nation as we head towards the summer months? Well, that's why we have him in our studio. Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Joey, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
The actual economic engine's rolling along as it has been?
Yes, most metrics are still looking good, whether we're looking at the U.S. level or looking in South Carolina. Employment growth is very stable. Wage growth is strong, and so both of those are leading to high demand across most industries. Construction market's doing well, manufacturing doing well, a variety of the professional service sectors doing well.
And speaking of the construction market, I've been reading that new home construction is actually lagging behind demand for the first time in a long time.
Yes, and inventory levels are way down. So it depends on the market that you're looking at, but usually a quote-unquote healthy inventory level is at least 6 months. And right now, it looks like it's down to about 3 months, which means it's going to be interesting to monitor going into the summer because strong employment and wage growth drive more housing demand as we move ahead. And so we're likely to see continued upward pressure on prices, continued strong demand there. And so we'll be looking at housing affordability and how that's affected as we move into the peak buying season, which again is the summer months.
What do we see there with inflation?
Well, from a construction perspective, if we see more increases to interest rates, that has the potential to actually incentivize buying decisions and increase demand in the short run because potential home buyers recognize that they may be paying more 6 months or a year from now than they would be today. So that can get some people off the fence. But the prospects of inflation are higher this year. The Federal Reserve certainly signaling that they're going to do more aggressive interest rate hikes this year. Much of that has to do with the positive wage reports that we've seen. So stronger wage growth indicates a higher possibility of more inflation.
And the tariffs that are out there, sparking fears of trade wars. What's the outlook there?
Well, we certainly see how a lot of the rhetoric and the possibilities of these tariffs and what's come to into play so far certainly created a lot of volatility in the stock market. I think everybody's aware of that. For South Carolina, it really cuts both ways. The plus side is it can potentially incentivize more foreign direct investment in South Carolina, particularly for companies that need access to U.S. markets. As the cost of exporting goods to the U.S. becomes higher, on the flip side, South Carolina is also very trade dependent. We are very much integrated into the global economy. To the extent that we see any retaliatory tariffs on the opposite side, then that's going to cut into the demand for manufactured goods that are produced in South Carolina and shipped abroad.
And we have been continuing to hear about employers having a hard time finding employees.
Yes, and that's still the biggest bottleneck on growth. And that's true whether we look at the more technical skills, the hard skills, what we call them, or the soft skills, which are things like showing up to work on time, adhering to a dress code. So it's going to be more and more important that we continue to use the resources we have, largely through the technical college system, for example, to match South Carolinians up with the skills that they need to meet the demands of these employers who see the demand in their businesses and want to expand.
And so the answer is not only the training, but we need the bodies, right? So are they going to come from other states? Or are they going to come from work visas?
All of the above. The critical factor is making sure that we don't have to rely too much on bringing in workers from other states, for example. We want to provide opportunities for South Carolinians to be able to take advantage of the opportunities as companies come in, particularly when we look at areas of the state that have higher rates of unemployment.
And so do we have a feel yet for the second half of the year?
I think so far we are cautiously optimistic. And although there are a lot of uncertainties right now, particularly around the changes in the tariff policies. So far, we haven't seen anything that's going to significantly affect that projection. If you like the level of economic growth that we have been seeing for the last year or so, then you will like where we're headed for the next 3 to 6 months.
Joey, thanks for stopping by the studio, as always.
Thank you, Mike. Always great to be here.
Joey Von Nessen is an economics professor, and he's with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina. We will have a link to his department posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.